This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce today's topic, 69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
The global pandemic is changing our sex lives. A new Singles in America study has shown that while many people are abstaining from sex completely, those who are having sex are turning to a surprising source. Their roommate. Of the singles who have been sexually active during the pandemic, almost a quarter of them, 24%, reported having sex with a non-romantic roommate. Even local governments have been encouraging roommate sex. New York City told its residents who are looking to stay safe from COVID-19 that you are your safest sex partner, adding, "The next safest partner is someone you live with." While roommate sex may limit virus exposure, it comes loaded with a hell of a lot of drama. What a shame Laura and I don't live together anymore.
Sex toy sales have also increased in lockdown. On the day that the WHO declared COVID-19 a pandemic, adult toy megastore, apparently a thing, saw sales triple in New Zealand, Australia, and Britain. Rachel Braun Schurl, a self-described vagipreneur, says part of the increase in sex toy use is due to logistical realities during the pandemic. People are with their partners hours and hours more every day than they have been for years. No one is traveling, no one is going out for dinner. The physical proximity is greater, so there are many more opportunities for engaging in intimacy. Whatever it takes to keep it spicy, folks.
NPR also reported recently that dreams during the pandemic have become uncommonly more vivid. Here at Girls on Porn, we're no exception.
My sex dreams have turned from run-of-the-mill sex fantasies to more intimate, meandering stories about being in a relationship, the weight of someone's body, an arm around my waist. Oh, God.
And I had an uncommonly vivid sex dream about blowing Shaquille O'Neal upside down.
This has been your 69 Seconds of Sex News. Okay, without further ado, then.
Yeah, let's get to the topic.
Which is your sex dream about Shaquille O'Neal? Yeah. Obviously.
Clearly, because how can we talk about anything else? I mean,
where do you think this stemmed from?
I don't know. And it was so vivid.
Is he in your zeitgeist?
Like, no, not at all. Like, I really don't know I was like, did I like see a clip of something, or was I like watching basketball highlights? I don't know. Like, there's really no rhyme or reason for it. It was so vivid to the point where, like, first of all, his dick was massive, which of course it was. It's my dream.
The way you objectify men in your dreams.
But, like, the dick is always going to be huge. I've never once had a sex dream about anyone and I was, like, disappointed. You know, it's a dream. Shoot for the stars.
But you're not even a size queen. I feel like you triple dicks in your dreams and you're like, oh, no.
So anyways, in this dream, his dick was so big that it couldn't fit in my mouth, and to the point where I was giving a very toothy blowjob, and I was like, this can't feel good. Like, I felt it hit my teeth, my molars.
So this was an anxiety dream. This was like, am I prepared for this scenario?
Right, right. Yeah, and I was like upside down laying on a bed, like, you know, porn style, like. You know,
oh, I pictured you standing. When I heard upside down, I just pictured the most difficult maneuver possible.
Oh, no. See, this is actually a good hack if you've ever, like, trying to deep throat. I've done this in real life when you lay in your back and you are on a bed.
With your head sort of laying off the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this in the deep throat episode, I think.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So I've done this, and I can confirm it is easier for some reason to get in there. So I tried it in the dream because, you know, showing off all my moves for Shaq.
Was he appreciative?
He was appreciative, but he was like, this is a toothy blow job.
Yeah, he was appreciative but honest. Oh, yeah. He was like, A for effort, F for execution.
Which is honestly what I'm looking for in all of my partners. So to that extent.
For them to be disappointed in your performance, but honest about it?
Honest and communicative, so, and appreciative. Oh, so to that end, Shaq was a great partner, and I can't wait for more dreams to come.
All right, you heard it here first, folks.
Can confirm. Shaquille O'Neal throws it down in the bedroom. Anyways,
the topic is actually edging.
Edging, which is something I feel like I recently learned about in like maybe like the last 5 years of my life.
Okay, 5 years, yes. I thought you were like going to be like, I just learned about it. I was like, we've definitely talked about it on this show before. I know it's your favorite thing. You have to know about edging.
I do. For those of you that don't know, edging, peaking, or surfing is a sexual technique whereby orgasm is controlled. It is practiced alone or with a partner and involves the maintenance of a high level of sexual arousal for an extended period of time without reaching climax.
Yes. So I feel like I didn't not know about edging. I just didn't learn the word for it until recently.
Like, I see.
I think it was a concept... Definitely a concept I knew of.
Yeah.
You know, like when you just heard it described the first time, I was like, oh, yeah, that. Like,
that thing.
I just thought of it as like an indulgent masturbation session or when some guy was like, oh, no, I got to stop for a second because they were like going to come too quick.
Orgasm training. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is like what it used to be. It was like back in the day, like that was like how you know, treated like premature ejaculation.
Yeah, I mean it still is. Like edging is a technique to contend with coming too quick and wanting to control when you orgasm, particularly for penis havers.
Yeah, also used for people say that it makes a better orgasm in general.
Mm-hmm. I find that it does.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that sentiment, that statement?
I think so, yeah. Well, what's interesting for me is like I feel like I'm kind of like edging always when I'm trying to have an orgasm.
You live in a constant state of edge.
Yeah, like I feel like me just having sex is like edging. Like I just am always like, oh, I'm so close. I'm just fucking riding this edge, and then like something happens, or you know, it's like I'm so it's like frustrating sometimes. You know, I have to like fight to get it out.
Yeah. Do you feel like? Because I feel like edging specifically implies, like, getting right up to the edge. I
mean, yeah.
That's the wording. But, like, getting very close to orgasm. Like, a word I learned in our research is plateau.
Yeah.
Like, everything that happens in the first stage of sex gets even more intense. You feel yourself drawing closer and closer to orgasm.
Yeah.
This is the stage where you should get ready to stop or slow down stimulation. So I think of that as, like, that very specific ramp up. Like, ooh, and there's just, like, a very different enhanced sensation.
Right.
As opposed to just being, like, aroused. But do you feel like you're saying that you live there? Because I'm fucking jealous.
I feel like I live there. I don't live there all the time, but I feel like it is hard for me to, like, get off the edge sometimes. Where I'm like, oh, I'm so close. And then, like, I just can't. It's more with, like, partnered sex.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Get off the edge, like, back off from it, like, when you're that close.
No, I can't, like, actually orgasm. Like, I'm like, it's so frustrating because I'm like, I'm so close. Like, I feel like I'm about to, like, explode, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, I don't know. I always feel like whenever I'm about to orgasm, like, I'm literally just going to, like, spray out, like, ocean spray out of my crotch. Like, I actually am not a squirter, but, like, it is this, it feels like I am, you know? Like, that's why I'm fascinated by, like, female ejaculation and squirting because I'm like, it feels like there should be something that is gushed out of me, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it should be voluminous. I feel like I'm at that point a lot, not a lot, but like I have a lot of like frustrating moments in partnered sex where it's like I'm so close to coming and I'm like, oh, it's like my body's tense and everything's like right there and you're like, and just like you just can't like release it.
I mean, I can definitely relate to that, and maybe we're talking about the same thing. I think just for me it like often lives just shy, I guess maybe what I'm describing, or at least what I think I'm describing as plateau, is like the moment you're like, oh, I'm a cum. It's going to happen. Like, where you, like, I think there's a threshold for me that you, like, cross over where you're like, I'm turned on, it's happening.
Yeah.
But, like, I haven't gotten the, like, ooh, like, the throbbing and the, like, oh, it's starting to, like, happen.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I totally relate to the feeling of, like, this is great, and I there's this thing I have to, like, push past.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is the challenge of the female orgasm. You either have to, like, lean into or push past or clench into. Like, there's so many different ways to sort of describe the actual sensation because it's often as mental as it is physical.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's, like, a state of arousal shy of orgasm that it can feel like there's, like, a wall around. Like, it's a really hard barrier to, like, actually push through.
I like edging in, like, a teasing, like, BDSM aspect.
Okay.
Where it's, like, someone is, the top is, like, taking control and, like, removing away the stimulus, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, a torture. It's, like, an erotic torture.
Yes.
So I don't really like, I mean, I like when I'm, like, in that kind of situation with a partner, I enjoy it. But I don't really like, I'm never, like, edging at home. Like, more, when I'm at home, I'm, like, let's just go. Let's get this over with. Come on.
That's really funny because I think I definitely edge much more in masturbation sessions than I ever have with partners.
Because
with partners, it's just harder to come. So I have the opposite challenge that many, like, of my partners or of, like, penis partners have had.
Yeah.
Where they're trying not to come. And I'm like, you know, if I'm getting that close, I'm like, let's fucking go for it.
Yeah,
this
is
hard to achieve.
Yeah. This is already a surprise.
Yeah, whereas when I'm, like, masturbating, if I get close enough, I'll sometimes be like, ooh, hold on. Like, let's find, like, if it's with porn, like, an extra good clip to, like, really get, you know, when I know I'm getting close. It'll
right.
be like, let's make it count or let's hold off and turn this into a 15-minute session instead of a 3-minute session.
Right, right. I also, when it comes to porn, I want to only watch edging with people who have penises.
Right. I mean, that goes back to just you loving sort of like BDSM and like cock and ball torture, cock and ball torture and like men being edged specifically.
Well, I think because we are so like trained to be like orgasm centric, especially in porn and like the ejaculation signifies the end of like the sexual act. It's like exciting that it's like nope.
you know? You find something gratifying and you're like, you can't. I feel you on that.
That's why
it's not even necessarily like, I mean, it is sexually arousing for me too, but it's almost more fun. Like it's almost a different part of my brain that's like
Where like you thought it was gonna be just about you. You thought it was gonna be just about your cum and it's not.
Yeah, it's just fun because it's subversive.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. I have some more fun, interesting facts and stats. Actually, not a lot of stats. Not a lot of stats, but some facts.
I'm here for them.
Okay, so have you heard of this technique called ballooning, which is also similar to, edging, I guess. It's like another way of, like, to prevent premature ejaculation.
I have not heard of ballooning. Okay, will you explain it to me?
Yes, I will. So you find an area on your penis that's especially sensitive. Don't touch any other area on your penis, just that one area. And then you gently move your finger around that area in a circle, and you keep rubbing the area until you're fully hard, and you keep it up until you feel like you're right about to come. So this is just like you're just like massaging one area that's like sensitive.
Like, which area?
I'm assuming, like, the frenulum. Like, I think, like, the underside.
The under. Weirdly, I pictured that, too, because I was just trying to picture a specific area of the penis that, like, on its own would do it. Because, like, I'm picturing me with, like, a pointy finger in the middle of someone's, like, the side of someone's dick, just like, oh, you love this.
Yeah, like, I'm like, what is this, like, the top of, like, the, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess, like, the head would sort of make sense if you're just doing little concentric circles around the head of someone's penis. But even that, I would be like, this is comedy. Like,
like, this is not, who taught you how to give a hand job? So anyways, you rub that until you feel like you're about to come, and then you stop touching your penis right before you orgasm. Then you let yourself get a little soft, and then you rub that area again.
We're going all the way soft.
We're going all the way soft. Yeah, so ballooning, the idea of it, like, getting bigger, getting smaller. So similar in edging.
Oh my God, Yeah, ballooning sounds like it's almost on the other end of the cock tease spectrum. Like that it's in the erection phase as opposed to the orgasm phase.
Right, totally, totally.
It's like we're going to get you hard and then be like, just let that go. Just let that walk
just
away.
Just let it go.
Let it go. If you love it, let it go.
Let it go. If it comes back to you, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Can be said for all things. Men, orgasms.
Okay, speaking of balloons in a roundabout way, have you heard of the Valsalva maneuver?
No.
Okay.
This sounds made up, but I can't wait.
No, it's absolutely scientific. Okay. It's named after a scientist whose last name, he was an Italian, was last name Valsalva, like much like the Heimlich, just naming it for the guy that came up with it. This was not invented for the purposes of edging, but... I stumbled across it. Yes. It's just been fully identified as like, this could help. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying you shouldn't fuck with this technique if you have high blood pressure or are at a high risk for a stroke or heart attack. Oh. Terrifying. But if you do have a thing about like coming too quickly, this is potentially, or this actually came up specifically as a way to deal with blue balls as opposed to just like controlling your orgasm, because this would be a weird fucking thing to do in the middle of having sex with someone.
I'd be like, okay, I can't wait for you to explain it. So excited.
So you pinch your nose closed. I'm obviously demonstrating
no.
it.
No.
You close your mouth and then you try to exhale as if inflating a balloon. So it's like, I think you let a little bit of air out.
Like what you do when like you pop your ears.
I don't think you're sending the air back. I think you're pushing it out. It was sort of confusing, but you like bear down as if having a bowel movement.
Yeah.
And then you do this for about 10 to 15 seconds. So I tried this last night and I think it's like the idea of like,
oh, like letting it out. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you like, it's the bearing down. I think that like helps. I think it just like,
like a ball is going to pop.
Like, yes. Like what it's supposed to do is actually like reset your heart rate. So I think what it's like sort of has to do with is like blood flow. I imagine it sort of helps with the like overwhelming round of blood around your dick and balls.
Interesting.
One of those. Anyway, I never had blue balls.
You plug your nose, you close your eyes, you plug your mouth, and then you exhale and both your balls shoot right off.
And then your balls explode. Yeah. You're welcome. Hot tip from Girls on Porn. Yeah.
As you can tell, we are versed in things about balls. Anyways, so benefits, you know, we've talked about this a little bit, makes orgasms more intense. Mm-hmm. It can help people with vaginas orgasm more easily, which is nice. Mm-hmm. It also removes the emphasis around specifically penetration, because a lot of times, you know, people who have vaginas need clitoral stimulation in order to orgasm. Like, it's like 98% of us. So if we're, you know, focusing on that, we're not really necessarily focusing so much on the penetration.
Yeah.
And also, added benefit, makes a sexual encounter last longer.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's just the obvious. Like,
if you're, you know, trying to rake up those minutes. which I always think about in Along Came Polly, when Ben Stiller's like trying to get to like hold, like count in his head and like not come. And like he like when he does have an orgasm, he like shouts the number. And Jennifer Aniston's like 50. Like she doesn't understand what's happening. Cuz he was like counting in his head, poor guy. It also takes the pressure off of an orgasm in general, you know? Like if that's not the point. The point is to not orgasm. So, a little reverse psychology there.
Highly scientific.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Would this be a good moment for me to take a complete left turn and talk about No Nut November and how it has origins in the alt-right?
Okay, I'm glad that I knew you were going to go down that path, so I specifically didn't. I was like, well, I know she's going to go down the politics of this.
Yeah.
And I'm just more concerned of, like, who's the guy who decided to start to do this, you know? I just needed to know where the phenomenon came from.
Yeah, so there's a number of, like, sort of weird origins that don't all necessarily intersect or explain it. And there's an article in Vice, Let This Be the Last No Nut November, that doesn't even like fully explain why this happened, but like X Hamster put out a post about like Fuck November and this like anti-sex positioning. And then the response was deeply anti-Semitic. Like there were a whole bunch of like really problematic comments that were racist and anti-Semitic and like fucking misogynistic, just like the whole gamut. And hey guys, it tracks because David Duke, associated with the KKK and white supremacy, if you didn't fucking know, suggested that pornography was a Jewish conspiracy intended to serve as a weapon of revenge against European white men in societies. Duke argues that masturbation in fiction and films is a metaphor for Jewish behavior and cites, of all things, Breitbart and alleged masturbation by asylum seekers as a way to argue against immigration. The Proud Boys also have a, like, no masturbation stance that, like, removes their individuality and, like, creates the, like, collective cult dynamic of, like, we're all in this together, brother, with, the, like, jizz bubbling out of their eyeballs.
Foaming at the mouth.
Yeah. So I just have to say that makes deeply, like, so much sense. It just makes so much sense that here in our very obviously pro-masturbation space, we're, you know, all the way on the left side of progressivism. And then on the opposite end, it's like, don't masturbate.
Think about, don't even look at your dick.
Like, the like white supremacy and like incel culture is on the other end. So crazy. As much as it sounds like wild, like what? Like that goes hand in hand with like No Nut November. It makes sense.
It's like, I just like don't understand the reasoning behind it. Like there is no like scientific, you know, proof that like not masturbating is better.
Yeah, there's actually scientific proof to the contrary that masturbation is healthy and increases like your immune system and shit like that. Yeah, but I think it's like intertwined with like weird extremist Christian ideals.
Oh, totally.
Of, like, you know, no masturbation, just like sexual repression goes hand in hand with like cultish behavior.
Yeah,
sometimes.
If you can, you know, lock some people's sexual needs in a box and hide it under a kitchen sink, you have everything. Also, I forgot to talk about, I think you mentioned this before on an episode, was that and throughout the 1700s, philosophers, including Immanuel Kant, regarded masturbation as an illness or a symptom of one. And then John Harvey Kellogg and Reverend Sylvester Graham invented bland foods for a diet they thought would dissuade masturbation. Cornflakes and graham crackers were meant to be so boring that they killed boners.
I did know that about Kellogg, about cornflakes and him being like, this is a way for us to...
like what? Like
calm our sexuality.
Achieve world domination? Like, I don't even know. Yeah. Like,
well, in that case, it was just like, oh, let's just be pious and not touch our dicks and eat tasteless food.
Right.
You know, which...
Could you imagine? Like, two of my favorite things, like the taste of food and like coming, and you're going to take away from me? I'd be like,
how dare you? How like, dare you take away good fucking food?
Yeah, I'm walking straight into the ocean.
Yeah.
Good
Enjoy
Lord.
Enjoy your fucking Cheerios. I don't even know if Cheerios are Kellogg. They are, right?
Probably.
It's a big brand. Who knows?
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyways, should we do the showdown?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Kick us off.
I've got one for you. Stroke edge stop longer.
Hmm.
I know.
Stroke edge stop longer.
I don't really know. I don't know if it's all of the Ativan that I'm on right now, but I'm having a hard time understanding the sentence.
Yeah, it's not one. It's just some words.
Yeah.
That feel like they create like an active verb, but like, it feels detached.
It's like a word jumble, and I'm like, what's happening? Stroke edge stop longer? Like, I can't. There seems to be a message in there somewhere.
It's coded.
Can't find it. Yeah. Can't find it. Which was also a big thing in these edging videos. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. For you, I have... That's not part of the title. Here we go. I blast cum in my own face. Slow, intense edging handjob.
But he's excited about it, I hope.
Yeah. Thanks for your service.
I know.
Feel free to blast cum in your own face anytime you want.
You know, at that point, it's like, okay, well, I am assuming he was consenting because it was his own cum. So,
yeah.
I don't have to worry about that. That makes me feel good. Okay, I've got one. Porn addict brainwash program, goon or sissy hypno, edging, daily regimen. So I had to click on this because I needed to know. And it has, it's basically just like, it's like what they do, and it's brainwashing. It's like a brainwashing video in like Clockwork Orange, and it's just a bunch of porn and like mashed up with other images. And it's like, you know, this woman with a British voice being like, the program was intended to brainwash the listener to increase their addiction. No surrender to porn. Porn is taking over your life. Porn. Wow. Porn is your everything. When you wake up, you think about porn. When you go to sleep, you think about porn. And it's over an hour long.
An hour long?
Absolutely. An hour long.
Fascinating.
Yeah. And like, there's just like words that come up every once in a while. It's like, don't touch your dick. Don't you dare come.
Well, we should define gooning since that was in the title. And I didn't know that word before.
Oh, yeah.
This episode. So
very true.
Gooning may be most simply defined as that state usually achieved after a prolonged edging session when a man becomes completely hypnotized by the feeling radiating his penis.
Wow.
So I guess that video is trying, like the idea is like you masturbate to porn and then you just like lay there and you're like horribly like hyper aroused state. And then
I'm like, is that how I get what I want out of life? I just got to do that to somebody?
This is the opposite of sex magic.
Yeah, like
this.
Yeah,
this is just like weird, like stasis,
yeah, sex brainwash. Like,
yeah, I don't want it.
I know.
Okay, next we have Edge Beyond Reason denied 10 times before massive cum shot. Miss Abby,
ooh,
just
Miss
a
Abby.
Classic. Okay, you know,
yeah, love that. Okay, here's one for you.
You will never make it through Edge Extravaganza!
I love the challenge, too. You know? I think it has something to do with it. Like, no, not November and everything like that. It's like the idea that, like, you can...
You can't handle
you
this.
You can't, but, like, to be like, yes, I can! I'm such a man that I don't even have to touch my penis! Which is, like, the logic there is so strange, but... You know, I think that they want to be able, you know, people who aren't masturbating throughout November want to be able to be like, yeah, I do have the power over
it. It's the challenge. It's the, like, how much can you endure? It's the, can you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, I just have one more.
Okay.
I tie him to a chair and edge him for 3 hours. Oh. Edited. Oh. Apply if you like.
Oh, apply.
Ah.
To be edged? What's the job title? What's the job title we're applying for?
What's the position?
What kind of
Rachel is seeking employment?
What kind of benefits we got? You got health insurance? Because I need it. wow. Okay, this is my last one for you. Edging a hard cock to make a cum fountain. Yeah.
To make a cum fountain.
What was interesting for me as I was like reading this, and the first time I read it, I read edging a hard rock to make a cum fountain.
Well, that's the opposite of how things usually go between the two of us.
I know.
Like, anytime I read anything now, I'm like, there's definitely a cock in there somewhere. Yeah. But you saw a cock, and you were like, what's this rock doing here?
I think there was a recent fountain, and I was like, natural springs, yes.
Yes.
A geyser.
Yes. You went to nature in, like, a serene, picturesque
view. I was like, Yellowstone.
Yeah. We're in Yosemite.
Yep, 100%.
Gorgeous.
So that's where my mind is today.
I feel like that means we've reached the edge. We've watched enough porn that we're now like, ooh, you know what's hot? Riverbank.
Yeah. A national park.
Yeah. Nature. Well, shall we take a quick little break before
Let's
we come back to talk about some vids?
Let's do.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's auraframes.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, so the first porn we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Is from New Sensations via Balesa, one of our favorite aggregate sites.
Yep.
Only When I Say You Can, featuring Danny Daniels and Carla Kush. We got some girls in some softcore bondage.
and some soft piano music as well.
Yeah, it's described as... So the little description, this soft girl-on-girl bondage scene is erotic art in the form of an HD porn video. Carla deprives Danny of all her senses, ties her up, and tells her she can't come till she says so. Yeah, soft girl-on-girl bondage is appropriate to describe this, because I wouldn't even call this, like, BDSM. Like,
no.
She's not even fully tied up. She's just got her hands...
in the satin little
tied it with, like, a very lovely scarf.
Yeah.
Or, yes, like a...
She could get out of that.
Yeah. She's not in danger. She can get out of that, Rachel says.
It's not, like, restraining her.
Yeah. with the air of a fucking war vet, she can get out of that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you see what they're doing down over at the armory at Kink, and then see if you can get out of that shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very, like, sweet scene. And, you know, before our conversation prior to this, I was kind of like, is this... edging, but I think we've kind of what we've discovered in this episode is that there's slightly different definitions of edging. Like, if I'm being a purist and I'm saying edging is specifically like walking right up to the line of orgasm and then stopping, I don't think this video is that.
Right.
I think it's more just like teasing and like
an orgasm denial, maybe a little bit.
Yes. You know? Yeah, definitely.
That being said, I was surprised with this video because when I think of edging stuff, I want men, you know, like I do.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll watch this. But it was good. It was nice. It was like, you know, it was a sweet little vid. Everything was like very white and like gentle and, you know, it was nice. But I don't think I want more like... I want begging.
I want to see somebody fucking
I want someone begging. I want people's, like, bodies squirming. I want them to be, like, you know, gasping for air. I want them to be, like, I'm in another altered state. You know, like, that's what I'm looking for when I'm looking for edging. So this is, like, kind of a nice alternative if you're, like, oh, I like the idea of being, like, you can't come until I say you can. Which, in a way, is a form of edging. But, you know.
I think we're sort of in agreement because... For edging, for me, it's, like, about the climactic part of the video. And I feel like this felt like the first half of what could have been that video.
Yeah.
And it could literally, there could be more scenes from this scene. But Only When I Say You Can is, like, a little bit of a title that leads you to believe that it's going to be more about edging. And it was more about, like, teasing with a... We should mention there's a blindfold, very key.
Yes.
And it was super fun to be like, ooh, like there's some cool water. There's some like
honey.
Uh-huh. Like there's different sensations. And like that is super
fun. Yeah. Again, very,
fun,
very light bondage.
Very, very gentle play.
Yes.
Between very like traditional, like conventionally attractive women, you know, like beautiful performers.
Yeah.
By traditional standards.
Yeah.
But just like very gentle and sweet. And yeah, I agree that like, when I think edging, like, where's the wand?
Exactly. That's what I said. I was like, there's no way there's going to be edging if there's not a sex toy involved. Like,
yeah.
I need that. That's the kind of, like, stimulation.
Yeah. Or just, like, very, very vigorous, you know, hand and mouth stuff, but, like, harder to make it, harder to control that kind of, like, intensity.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I do love, like, vigorous penetration and then, like, yanking out and, like, letting the person who's, like, being tied up be, like, begging for it. Like, that is hot. But yeah. I was just, like, it didn't feel like there was ever a moment where she was at the line of being about to come and then they stopped, you know?
We were shy of the plateau. If we're defining the plateau as that place where, like, it's happening.
Yeah.
Just keep doing that for another 10 seconds.
Right.
You know? We didn't get to that place of like, holy shit, like we're going there.
But we're giving you options here at Girls on Porn, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we could have given you a video from Men on Edge from kink.com, but we said, no, let's do this. This is different than normally what we talk about. So here we are.
No, I was specifically going to mention Men on Edge because that's so specifically like your proclivity for sure and mine.
Yeah.
More so when I'm, like, hardline defining edging.
Yeah.
But we just talked about Men on Edge, so this is an alternative if you are, like, if you're thinking about edging more in the, like, teasing and, like, softer spectrum, like, this is for you.
Yeah. Something also that I made me not as keen on this video is the giggling. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Sex is serious.
I hate that decree. Sex is serious. So I also don't love a lot of giggling in porn, but I distrust it for like different reasons. Like I think a lot of female performers default to giggling and it feels inauthentic.
Yes. I think giggle when something funny happens. You know what I mean? Like giggle when something real and funny happens, but don't just like giggle because like, she took off your panties. Like that isn't, you don't have to giggle at that.
Yeah,
like that's
I agree.
Not like you don't need to giggle because she like poured like honey on your nipple. Like,
yeah, I'm just wary of the sex is serious statement because I've had sex with way too many partners who like couldn't have a chummy laugh with me when my chest farted against theirs.
Okay,
like,
well,
that's fun.
I mean, that
fun.
then fucking laugh. But like,
yeah,
I mean, in porn, I guess. Like,
yeah,
I want my sex in porn to be serious, unless someone farts or queefs or a sound is made or like, you know, they bump their teeth, which is like all totally.
Or it's, you know, and I love seeing that stuff. Like,
yeah,
that, like
I
real
want,
life
that's
interactions
reality. Yeah.
And when we were talking about like that Shine Louise Houston video of the actual like porn couple having sex.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There was playfulness and I
there
love
was.
It. It was like, yeah, real BDSM can still be playful, but it didn't feel like hee hee. Like
no.
It wasn't like.
That's
performed
what I mean.
Demure giggles. It was
girly giggles.
It was two partners just like having fun with each other.
Right. And she was like laughing because he was like, what should I make for dinner? While he's like, you know, spanking her ass. Like,
yeah,
that you're allowed to laugh, certainly. But like, don't just laugh because like the director said, hey, maybe you girls should giggle here.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
Or they just decided to giggle throughout and be giggly girls having a giggly slumber party time.
Right.
That all said, I still found it really hot and was like, I should do this. Like, why haven't I done this in a long time? Like, this is fun. Like, just being tied up and just having, like, a fun exploratory time is a great time with a partner.
Mm. So, yeah, when I want to be tied up, I want it to be, like, crying, begging, you know.
No, same. Yeah, but the first half. Like...
Sure.
I haven't been tied up at all and was like, oh, I forgot that, like, this is a thing I could do.
Yeah. Right, because you forgot about people. Me too.
Yeah. When I was
having sex with someone else. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, I forget what that's like. But yeah, watching this for the first half without knowing where it was going, kind of expecting it to go to a more intense place, I was like, this is really fun.
Yeah.
And then was kind of like, oh, And like it edged me and then I was aroused. And then I was like,
not going to
do it all the way. But in the spectrum of things I might curate for myself, this would potentially be an appetizer.
Yeah.
That's as far as I'll go.
Yeah. There you go. I do like that there was body hair.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a full bush. I wrote foolish bush.
Clap, clap, clap.
Clap, clap, clap.
Is how I phrased that to myself.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah. I also did like the undies move that she like pulled them off and then put them in her mouth.
Oh, sure. Yep. I like that too.
I wish we weren't in an armchair.
Oh, yeah.
That was an interesting choice. It kind of made it awkward.
The positioning of things was weird.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. I hear you.
Also, no long fingernails, which I appreciate. As far as this, like...
Oh, yeah.
It leans a little bit into the, like, stereotypical porn lesbian world of, like, these pretty girls are going to gently make out. But at least they didn't have acrylics on.
Very true. Unlike the other vid we're about to talk to. Mm-hmm. We're talking to the video. We brought the video on. Come on out. This video is called Allura Magic Executrix Edging Hand Job.
Do we think it's executrist, executrist, executrist?
I think it's like dominatrix plus executioner. Executrix.
Yeah, executrix. Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would go with.
I was thinking executrix.
Oh.
Tricks. Let's stay talking about this.
This is fun for everyone to listen to. How do words work? First of all, wow. This woman wrote a novel and memorized it all to say before anything even started.
Yeah. Or does she just improvise it and like what a riff it is?
But it's just so full. Like I would be very so surprised if it was improvisation because
it is
she was
overfull
just
with dialogue.
Pulling things out left and right.
There is storyline that doesn't make any sense but is quite
We've
dense,
got some
regardless.
Character backstory.
Yeah.
Really all we needed to know was that she got this man and he's naked and she's sitting in front of him on her bed and she's gonna jerk him off and edge him. And that's truly, that's the whole plot of it. But she adds in a lot of other stuff about the fact that her tits are magic.
Uh-huh.
And that she, they need to eat her cum. They need to eat his cum in order to be fed. They're very hungry.
Also important, like pre-story narrative, like exposition, like...
Oh.
He saw you drooling when I bent over to pick up my purse when I dropped it. Like, he saw her and was afraid to ask her out or something.
Right.
And then she was like, you piece of shit, I'm going to jerk you off.
Right. How dare you? Like, next time, say hi to me. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, would I still end up here or if I had said hi?
Yeah. Most interesting detail to me is that he's going to die. I'm going to have to kill you with my magic tits. You're going to die.
Came out up with about 2 minutes of the video left to spare. She's been jerking him off with giving a hand job with like this like great lube and just pulling out two hand motions. And she goes, oh, I wasn't honest with you. Which is like something you never really want to hear in the middle of a sex act.
But someone has their like their acrylic fingernailed hands wrapped around your dick, and they're like, "Listen, I've lied.
Yeah, I wasn't honest with you.
Yeah,
you're gonna die.
Like, I'm a praying mantis." She literally compares herself to a praying mantis.
Yes,
and he's gonna die tonight.
Yeah,
when he comes.
She was like, the second that you come, you're gonna die, and I couldn't care less. I'm gonna kill you with my magic tits. You're going to die in a celebratory way. She yells it. And
this is one of the rare porns that I'm like, if we just did like a theatrical reading of the script of it, like I'd pay for that.
Absolutely.
You know,
this is performance art.
Her reading style, like, her delivery is a little bizarre. Like, it kind of feels like she's trying not to open her mouth. Like,
her face does not move. Her face didn't move.
Her face doesn't move.
A lot of work done.
Yeah.
But she has a character and a persona that she has fully fleshed out with the magic tits, you know?
Yeah.
There is a lot of edging in this. This is the kind of edging that I'm looking for, where she's like jerking and she's jerking hard and it's really, quickens and intensifies the pace and he's like about to come and she takes her hands away and the guy's like, he like bucks, like his body like spasms and he's like yells out in pain.
Did you think that was real?
I did.
I didn't.
Oh, really?
I thought he, like, spasmed too much. Mm. I thought, like, she doth protest too much. Like,
interesting.
It just was, like, a lot of spasming, like, right on cue. I feel like I didn't quite buy it and thought maybe she was like, if I say this, just act like you're, like, so, like, if you feel like you're sort of about to come, exaggerate it. Like, at the very least, it felt exaggerated.
Okay.
I was hard to say, though.
Interesting.
Because he was just a disembodied body, like, POV body in front of us.
Yeah, and I'm assume that his hands were also tied, so it's, like, the only way that he can get sort of anything out is, like, movement in his legs.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I gotta say, I thought this was hotter than the other bed.
I can tell. I can tell. Very clearly, because you're just here to torture a dick. That's just what you want to do.
Even though, I don't know, maybe it's just this recent tragic of events in my life, but, you know, I like seeing a man squirm. Really enjoying that.
I did really like when, in the moment when he was like about to come, and she stopped, and then she put her palm on top of his dick, like she was gonna like hold the jizz in.
Yeah, I know, I did too. I was like, I don't think that's how dicks work, but I'll believe it.
Yeah, obviously you can't hold it in, but just the effect of it was worth it to me, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, like when you open up a shaken 2-liter.
It's coming out anyway, baby.
No.
But yeah, I can't say that I have a total lack of respect for Allura Magic.
She's a wild woman for sure.
Yeah, she's a character.
Yeah.
I have a question that
okay.
It's an anatomical question, and maybe it's a shitty thing to dig into.
Is it about fake
boobs? I'm genuinely curious about it. Like, she has very big nipples.
Yeah.
Do you think, because I was doing the math in my head, where I was like, what came first, the boob job or the big nipples? And if she had nipples that big before the boob job, I totally understand wanting to get boobs that match the size of the nipples.
Yeah.
But what are the mechanics of, like, nipple stretching around boob jobs? Do you know anything about this?
I don't know anything about it, because I have small nipples, and they remained small when I got my tits done. Thank the Lord.
what do you got against big nipples? No. You know who you're talking to? Because
Miss Ariel in 2019.
Don't hate a fucking saucer. Miss Ariel in 2019. You're mean when you're on Ativan.
Sorry. No, I think that because sometimes if you go through, if you have like a prominent nipple and then you go through there to like put the implant in, because like they either go behind the nipple or they go through your armpit.
Right.
So I'm assuming they went behind the nipple and then and then like with like stretching and scar tissue.
They just because it also bigger. Did seem like they were a little stretched out or like one was a little lopsided compared to the, like they just had different journeys.
Maybe she also could be a mom, you know, she could have breastfed at some point and been a mom. And that also
with boobs in.
Maybe
I imagine that's a very, that's a extra strenuous way to breastfeed.
Right. Well, cause like, you know, I have boobs in and,
You're doing a lot of breastfeeding these days?
Currently, yeah, I gotta pay the bills. no, but when I was like thinking about getting them redone, because famously, they're uneven again. My nipples are like looking at you like with a wink. I went to go see my plastic surgeon in Michigan and I was like, what's the deal, doc? And he was like, basically, you can get them redone, totally, but if you ever think about having kids, they're going to change a shit ton when you get pregnant, even if you don't breastfeed, like, just like you having
the weight change, potentially.
The weight change, and also just the naturally what your boobs do when you get pregnant is your boobs are going to get bigger, you know?
Yeah.
So, and your nipples change regardless because they get, like, darker and bigger because a baby is going to have to find them. And they're not.
The baby's gonna have to find
them. They don't have the best eyesight straight away.
you gotta work with that, you know.
So he basically was like, if you ever even considering having children, like just wait until after you get your wait until after you have the kids to get your boobs redone.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day about boob jobs. If you're me,
I know. And I was like, Well, if the Patreon goes well, maybe I'll get them done next year. We'll see.
So
I had high hopes.
With that, we'll remind you that we do now have a Patreon. You can subscribe. It's patreon.com/girlsonboard.
It was either that or I started a GoFundMe, you know?
And, you know, one does not exclude the other.
Yeah, I still might.
Still might. Are either of these officially going in your spank bank?
I don't think any of them are going into my spank bank officially, but I was turned on by both of them, and I was surprised at how much I was turned on by Allura Magic.
Yeah. Our executrix.
Yeah. Say that 17 times fast.
Executrix him trumped. Quinches quimbus quimbus. Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, on Twitter at GOP the podcast, on our website girlsonporn.com, and on our Patreon, Girls on Porn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already, and why not just subscribe to the Patreon too? Why not?
Why not? This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good and actually gonna outlast the year 2021.
That's right.
Boom!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.